The 10 o'clock hour of Wildey and Tausch begins now. There are other injuries that we'll be waiting to find out more information about today when the Packers take the practice field at 12:10. There is the Jaire Alexander knee, which Rob Domofsky reported. They did not find any structural damage, but he was hopping around on that final play. So that was a concern. And then Evan Williams, who I thought I saw something from Cheesehead TV saying that there was hope that he would play on Sunday. We'll see if he practices
hammy,
today.
Though. Nervous about hammy.
And that was, again, thank you for finishing my sentence. I was just about to say what you were talking about earlier when we were discussing Jordan and soft tissue injuries. The risk is exacerbating them, making them worse.
No restarting clocks. Is this the weekend that clocks go back?
Is this
fall back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Really?
Oh, I don't love that.
Well, it took us a while to get there because it's been such a slow-moving month.
Oh, and you got a late night in Iowa you got to drive back. Oh,
you get an extra hour of sleep for it.
No. I'm driving, so it doesn't
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
I will be very grumpy.
Well, don't you get more sleep when you get home then?
I haven't thought about
that. So I always love it because it always falls the weekend that is my birthday, and even though my parents like
When's
to leave
birthday?
Town. Election day and the NFL trade deadline. What a huge Tuesday next week will
day.
Be. But it usually falls like on the Saturday that we like to go out and do stuff for my birthday, so it's always nice to get an extra hour of sleep with that coinciding.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. Watch Wisconsin beat Iowa, hopefully.
Volleyball, huh? Post game.
No, it's on Sunday. Free day Saturday.
Mm.
Okay, this has been planning Jesse's birthday.
Would you like to do something, Tal? Should we all get together and go out?
You know his parents are probably out of town. they're not sticking around.
Let's play some trivia to celebrate Jesse's birthday not being celebrated
by
his parents.
Sorry, you don't find Jesse's birthday interesting, do you?
No, I find it to be 10/21. I find his birthday very interesting.
It's actually 11/5.
I'm a little irritated that I didn't get to put my trade simulator talk to Blue, because I'd be fascinated to hear what he had to say.
There would have been a moment there where I said, Tausch, anything else you'd like to get to? Where you might
10,
have had
16.
The opportunity to do that.
It was 10,
oh, now
16.
You're concerned about the clock.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about Jesse's birthday, we don't care.
It's a new segment, brah. Like, do you not understand radio? Like, it comes up, but you have to...
Did you literally just say to me, do you not understand radio? Is that what you said?
I did, and I put a bra.
It's a new segment, bra.
Like, we just started a new segment, and you're like, oh, let's go to trivia. All right, well, I wanted to hear about Jesse's birthday plans. I forgot that it's his birthday. Okay?
Go ahead. Talk about your birthday.
I'm going to go vote.
Meat raffle. A little meat raffle action.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, let's go to trivia.
10/22, you want to keep running it up?
Let's go to trivia, Jason.
Let's play some trivia. Jesse's birthday is the category. Where did his parents go without him when he wanted them
Las
to
Vegas.
Stay home and
right?
celebrate his birthday?
Where are they going to lie and say that they're going this year?
The category.
Ozarks. I think they might say they're going to the Ozarks this year.
Is that Ozark show still on?
I think that's been down for
came
a while.
To an end a while back, yeah.
Okay. I never watched it. All right, the category, because it is Wednesday.
Is anybody putting anything good out now? Is there anything new that's good?
You did this, Jason.
Is there? I started watching that murder deal on, I think it's Amazon, but it wasn't good enough that if I'm not on an airplane, I'm not like clicking back on it to watch. Is there?
I haven't seen anything new come out recently that's been, like, really good. Like, people are buzzing about it. The Menendez brothers is the only thing.
Okay.
Caller 16 for trivia. Caller 16, 844-770-3776. Up North Joe presents Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
You put your trivia out to your neighbor up north to write.
He was all about what we were talking about. There's actually a couple of follow-up questions from what we talked about last week. Joe loves the show.
I'll tell you what. I appreciate the fact that you continue to push work onto other people. It is, you are a genius delegator.
I did not push this at all. I showed up to the first birthday party on Saturday, and Joe says, hey, did you get my trivia questions? I said, excellent. Wednesday's covered.
I'm guessing something's about Driftless. I'm guessing there's a Driftless deal in here.
And perhaps cranberry marshes. Caller 16, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 16 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. I have looked ahead. There are no questions about the number of Quick Trip locations in the state of Wisconsin. But you know anything about Wisconsin geography, you know there's a lot of Quick Trips.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun driving down to Iowa. I'll be stopping at probably 10 Quick Trips on the way. Take a trip, a Quick Trip down memory lane at the bake sale. Get those baked goods like Grandma makes. If you're looking for something for breakfast while you're on the go, or maybe something to bring into the office. Oh, those big, supple, delicious muffins. Only $1.19. The bake sale's perfect for sharing. Just treating to yourself. It's not just the sweets. You know I love that chicken. That chicken. Rotisserie chicken on Mondays, $5.99. Today is Wednesday, correct? Well, you got the bone-in or the tenders deal, just $9.99. Did I mention that the tenders, they are hand-breaded, succulent, and boneless? I just did. And there's other deals, too. Pork loin, 4 for $5. 5 ounces a piece. That's a beautiful little piece of meat. And stock the fridge with Nature's Touch milk. Skim 1 or 2% for just $2.99 a gallon. Download the Quick Rewards app. Order ahead. Earn points. Order all your favorite stop, Jason. Plus pizza and take-home meals. Take care of the payment. Just stop by or pick it up and get it brought to you curbside. You have to stop chuckling as I'm doing it. It makes it very difficult to finish my read.
Does the information on the sheet say, did I mention, oh, I just did? Or does it say, that's a beautiful piece of meat?
That's what they call. That's what they call a beautiful ad-lib.
Oh my God.
I stopped in one on my drive back last night. It was the best. There was just a wide variety. It's the best. It's the best.
You did just mention
it. We can all agree on. We're going to play trivia next. 844-770-3776. Caller 16 plays. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, let's play some trivia. Some succulent, supple trivia. Wisconsin geography presented by, who's this guy again, Jesse? Up north
neighbor Joe.
How do you feel about this trivia? Do you feel like it's harder than when you do it or easier?
There's no longitudinally or latitudinally, which is a bummer. So I just want to prepare everyone.
What is Joe doing?
Hey.
Did he listen to the show?
Joe knows the deal.
Love say it ain't so, Joe.
Love longitudinally.
If I know Joe, I know Joe would be open to the feedback that we can provide him so that he can come back better next time. But he is happy and honored that we're going to use
his
questions today.
We appreciate Joe's
efforts. We do appreciate Joe. And thank you for your service and for making less work for Jesse once again. All right, let's welcome in our contestant. It is Josh in Milwaukee. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Super.
We are great. We hope you do well on trivia. Jesse's still working through Tyler Buss's eligibility. So we'll have to wait and see if you've got as many opponents
in
the drawing.
I hate asking this, but did he get all of them right yesterday or not?
No, he got one right.
Oh, okay.
All right, Josh, here's question one from up north neighbor Joe. The ice age trail, which stretches 1,200 miles throughout our beautiful state, is managed by a partnership of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. That's the Wisconsin DNR. The Ice Age Trail Alliance. And which other agency? Whew. Is it the...
The Kiwanis. Oh, I think I know it without even a multiple guess.
I like this. What is it?
Is it the Kiwanis Club?
Would you like the choices now?
That's better than sure. Joe's third answer.
I used to live right by a part of it, so I thought I was definitely.
Kiwanis Club threw a great pancake breakfast up at the Marshfield Armory back when we played little guy basketball. Fifth and sixth grade, we'd play hoops, and then they'd have to do a big pancake feed in the same place that we did basketball.
If I remember right, up at the Dodge County Fair, the Beaver Dam Kiwanis Club always had the best booth with the best concessions available.
But a good pan. I don't even know if they still. I hope they do. Because it's always special. You have those big, long tables, and you got the kids serving the pancakes and the syrup and the sausages. What a fun time in a guy's life, huh?
Do they do a seafood boil at night, too, or no?
The Kiwanis Club?
Yeah, well, usually when you go to a big communal meal, it's you showing up at someone's fish
this
boil that you
me,
weren't
like,
invited
fifth and
to.
Sixth grade. We didn't lose much. OLP got us one year. Our Lady of Peace got us. I think that was the only time we got beat up there.
All right. For those of you that have forgotten during our detour on the Ice Age Trail.
OLP. OLP.
The question is, which other agency manages the Ice Age Trail along with the Wisconsin DNR and the Ice Age Trail Alliance? And the Kiwanis Club is not one of the three choices. Here are your three choices. The National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, or 565 Analytics.
Nice job, Joe.
Oh, I still get the guess?
Yeah.
We're feeling generous,
yes, absolutely,
Josh.
You do.
Oh, okay. I'll go with the first one.
Also NPS. Known as the Kiwanis Club. Yeah. The National Park Service is correct. Good work. All right, question two. Yep. Joe.
Tom
Josh.
Twiggs. Point guard for Grant Elementary. And Tom, I think it was my brother or my dad, wrote an article when he made it to high school. Tom Twiggs tinkled the twine for 22 tallies. That's an old newspaper reference. The Marshfield News Herald. You'd like that, Jason.
I love
tickled
your dad.
Tinkled the twine for 22 tallies.
Tickled, and not tickled. Tinkled.
Yeah,
tinkled the twine is a totally different thing, I think.
He had a good night is the bottom line on it.
All right, let's see if we can tinkle the twine on question two. And it is this. What range of the driftless region of Wisconsin is a unique example of an exhumed mountain range composed of Precambrian quartzite?
Wow. We have an old mountain range that's buried in the driftless area?
Well, I think it's been exhumed, which, what does that mean?
That means it's buried, right?
No, I think when you exhume a body, you bring it out of the ground.
I can ask Pat. That's his specialty. All right, I didn't know. Okay, this is an interesting question.
It's not only that, I don't even know what it means. I like to think I'm a reasonably smart fellow.
You're very smart. Just ask yourself.
All right. Again, let's read this again and see if that helps.
These questions have been an adventure from Joe.
I ain't gonna lie to you. This is a great. Joe, you maybe just signed up for some more work now, Joey, because I like this.
All right, Josh. What range of the driftless region of Wisconsin is a unique example of an exhumed mountain range composed of Precambrian quartzite?
What a ridiculously fun question.
Is it the Baraboo Range?
Kiwanis Club.
Good thing I tried to conserve time in the last segment and then was interrupted. Is it the Baraboo Range, the Rib Mountain Range, or the Galena Range?
The Galena Range.
I think it's Rib Mountain. I'm going to guess Rib
Mountain. One of you is right. Actually, neither of you is right. It's the Baraboo Range.
Gotcha.
Neither of us are right. That. Oh, wow.
The Baraboo Range. All right, question three, Josh, would be this one.
Yep.
In the early 1800s, Colonel Samuel Phoenix spotted a rack of elk sheds caught in a tree. This event led to the founding and naming of which Wisconsin city? Was it Elk Mound, Elk Horn, or Elk Heart Lake?
And we brought them back again.
Wow, that is such a good question.
I'll say Elk Horn.
Tausch?
Tausch?
I'm going to say Elk Mound.
Jason?
I'm going to say Elk Heart Lake.
Well, one of you is right.
And it is Josh, Elk Horn. Nicely
done.
All right.
So we used to have elk just roaming this great state? Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm going to have, neighbor Joe.
Up north neighbor Joe.
Yeah, up north
he's
neighbor
younger
Joe.
Than me. He's not Uncle Joe.
All right, we'll have him do some more research on the migratory patterns of elk.
What a great trivia. Best trivia of the year.
Those are tough.
Yeah, but they're fun. We learned something.
Prisoner of the moment.
I don't think this is prisoner of the moment.
He got Precambrian quartzite.
You know, how many times have we had anything close to that being that verbiage-ish?
That's true. It used words that we don't normally use in trivia. Hey, Josh, you got 2 out of 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into the drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Later.
Love you, too. What a journey that just was. I got to relive some old basketball days.
We all got to relive your old basketball days. 8 a.m. in the morning on
Saturday, getting up and going and playing some fun hoops.
Tommy Twiggs tickles the twine.
Tommy Twiggs had a big game. I remember that from the News Herald, that kid I played against at Grant Elementary. Oh, what a deal.
And if you want to see Tommy Twiggs twinkle the twine, and you want to figure out what channel it's on, use the ESPN Where to Watch app, and you'll be able to do it.
I don't want to mislead people. I don't think Tommy Twiggs is going to be on ESPN app.
Okay.
You never know on Plus. They got everything there.
Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote. Grab your phone. Open the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature. It is a game changer. So many games going on. The ESPN app is that answer for what channel? What app? How do we stream that? Where the time are the Bucks going? Boom. ESPN app. Need the green and gold for Sunday? Boom. ESPN app. Just go to their Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to all that frustration. Man, I feel that. And hello to sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon.
Joe has texted in. He is very proud of how many tangents his questions sent
really
you on,
so, well done on the questioning. I hate to do this to Up North Joe. I think we got to bring him back.
Hard to follow up Precambrian quartzite, though.
I still don't really understand what that is. Like, the whole thing, I don't even remember what the answer was to that.
The trivia was great. That's all we remember. The Baraboo Range. We will get to some Packers conversation, or maybe...
What is the farthest, if I'm walking, and we obviously start at the peninsula of the Door County, what is the furthest route you can walk across the state of Wisconsin? Is it east to west or is it north to south?
Well, if you're at the peninsula of Door County,
but is that the furthest?
Are you you can't walk straight across because there's the water.
You got to loop
unless you take the ferry and you continuously walk.
I'm talking continuous walking. No, you can cross bridges, but it's a continuous walk. Is it further to go from like Ashland to Kenosha? Or is it to Peninsula all the way to, like, La Crosse?
Well, wait, are we walking north to south east to west?
That's my question. Which is the further walk? And is it the Ice Age Trails, 1,100 miles of walking trails in the state? That seems pretty far.
I feel, and again, we will fact check this, but I feel if we go to the northernmost tip of Wisconsin, and go south from there, that feels a little bit longer than even if we go to the westernmost. And it's got to be a straight shot, you're saying, right?
Yes. I would tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah. If we go like Bayfield to Kenosha, that's got to be the furthest distance.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with everybody on that.
All right. You better start walking now. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl.
Our buddy Rob Domofsky and his other 31 brethren in the ESPN NFL Nation crew each did a little blurb. It's actually a series of blurbs. What we know, what we don't know yet, stat that defined the first half of the season, and biggest injury concern.
A lot of blurbs.
We'll tell you that that he chose was, and we'll tell you about the biggest injury concern coming up. But we're going to do what we know and what we don't know yet and see if we agree or disagree with old Robbie D.
Okay.
Would you like to do what we know or what we don't know first?
Are we guessing what Rob said or what we think?
No, I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to see if we agree or disagree.
You address it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What we know.
What we know, per Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com. He joins us every Friday on Wilde and Tausch. Quote, it looks like Coach Matt LaFleur made the right call when he hired Jeff Hafley as defensive coordinator. While they still have issues stopping the run, the Packers look like a team that, if Jordan Love and the offense have an off day, can win because of its defense, not in spite of it. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree. That was, if we preemptively would have went with our answers, that would be, I don't know if I'd have given Matt LaFleur that much credit for it. It would have been more Jeff Hafley, but I'm totally good with what Rob said there. I think it has been in a season where we've seen a quarterback get hurt, a backup step up and be dynamite, one of your top receivers leaving and missing a game and being suspended and skipping practice. The constant thing is this defense is markedly better. We have more takeaways than we had all last season already, and we're 8 games in.
Correct.
Jeff Hafley has been awesome. His approach, the buy-in he's received from his players, the way his team plays, you have to just, the way he utilizes talent, I couldn't agree more with Rob.
I'm with him, too. I think this is exactly the right one. We know that
circle
they are.
Circle gets the square, it sounds like.
Now, I would say that it's not just stopping the run. It is, as we discussed with Brian, the pressure with the front four is concerning, in my opinion. And I would also add now that if Evan Williams isn't able to go, I'm very curious to see how they approach things in the secondary. Obviously, Jair Alexander is a key piece of that, but I don't feel like there's a lot of confidence in Eric Stokes. And does that mean that if Evan Williams isn't able to go and they go with Javon Bullard back at safety, that it's Carrington Valentine? That what are they going to do? How are they going to shuffle the deck if they have to?
Find somebody that you maybe a little sprinkler?
Indeed. That was going to be the next one I was going to say. Do you do something at the trade deadline? Again, Denzel Ward, if the Browns are having a fire sale, maybe you can get Ward and Myles Garrett and you don't even have to give up that much.
Why would the Browns have a fire sale? Now they're two quarterbacks and six. Injured. Yeah, you might as well go try to win some games now. You got a quarterback that you feel like can win, help you win some games.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking in Cleveland. All I know is that I'm very curious to see what the Packers
defense does. We'll trade you Denzel Ward, but you have to take on old boy's contract.
You have to take Deshaun Watson, yep. And he has to join the roster for you?
Can you imagine making
He'll be our inactive third quarterback.
Can you imagine? What a disaster.
I can't imagine it. That's not happening. We'll see if the Packers make a move. The trade deadline is in less than a week. It is a week from yesterday that it will be the trade deadline. All right,
my birthday. What do y'all got planned? Anything fun planned? I tell you what, you and Joe should just sit around and write up trivia questions. That sounds fun. Why is he not part of your trivia team, the Geese?
Well, he lives far away.
Because he lives up north. Yeah.
I got a hunch. The way he loves trivia, I think he'd come join
me. Trade commute to be. Yeah. Okay. Why don't you take a timeout? Because we're going to do
take a beat.
What we don't know yet.
Grab a dinner.
All right, Clark Kent.
All right, what do we got?
I'm going to give you choices here. Johnson & Sons Paving.
Okay.
Fortrea.
Mm-hmm.
Or Prize Picks.
Well, as you know, when I come in studio, I am very strict with the script. Look at him scribbling stuff out. Very strict with the script. And I'm very strict. If you got crappy pavement, get it fixed before spring. Now call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure that no pavement hazards get worse over winter. Potholes and crack curbs and drainage. If those things are bad now, they're only going to get worse. Give Johnson & Sons Paving a call. Get it fixed. Schedule a free, no-obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement. Work that is needed by spotting fatigue cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, more. Don't scare away customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonSonsPaving.com.
All right, what's the thing we don't know yet? We'll tell you what you don't know, according to Rob Domofsky. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Before we learn how to fly,
welcome. All right, what don't we know yet about the 2024 Green Bay Packers? The G&G, as Tausch likes to call them. Well, would you like to guess, since you felt... I felt like maybe you wanted to guess, and I didn't give you the chance
to guess. I did, but now I don't.
Oh. Okay. Sounds good. What we don't know yet. Whether this team can get back on top of the rugged NFC North. Green Bay has played one division game in week four.
Got an eye roll from old T.
That's what we don't know.
If I may, and then you can critique. Green Bay has played one division game, a Week 4 loss to the Vikings. Five division games await over the final nine, beginning Sunday against the first-place Lions. In addition to the two games against the Lions, two against the Bears, and the return trip to Minnesota, the Packers still have to face the 49ers, Seahawks, and Saints. If they make the playoffs, it might be as a wild card team. Commence your eye rolling and your thoughts.
Old T seems underwhelmed.
What don't we know? Yeah, no blank. We don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, great one. What don't we know? What is the biggest question mark about this football team? That's what we don't know, right?
Sure.
Okay, kicking, I think we figured that piece of it out.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to figure out the pass rush? Can we get home with four? Boom.
What don't we know? What about, do we know if Jordan Love can put an end to the interception quandary?
Another good option. Another good option. There's plenty of other stuff that we can get into.
Well, Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear with us on Friday. We'll get after him for this selection then. For those
what
of you
don't
who are,
we know if they can win the NFC North?
Be nice to Rob. Rob's other two tidbits, blurbs, if you will. The stat that defined the first half, Tausch, you mentioned it in the answer about what we know about the defense. A 19 takeaways through 8 games, one more than they had all of last season.
That's really good.
And the biggest injury concern, Jordan Love's strained groin. All of Willis's wins have come against AFC South teams, but if he has to play more, the schedule turns more difficult in the second half of the season. Are we worried? Let me ask you this to start the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Because someone used this word to me, and I vehemently disagreed. But that may have been just me protecting the quarterback from someone criticizing him, in my opinion, unfairly.
Why would you feel the need to be the protector?
Barnwell?
Damn Barnwell. Is Jordan Love injury prone?
This season, yeah.
We'll flesh that out or flush that idea coming up in the 11 o'clock hour when we kick that off. How is his groin impacting his Prize Picks projections at this hour?
I'm certain they're probably not up yet. I have not looked. I've been looking more.
I'm certain they're probably not up. I would agree.
Professional basketball. I've been kind of dabbling there a little bit. Prize How's Picks the best. It's going okay. Prize Picks the best place to get real money. Sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. You pick more or less and at least two players for a shot to win. If you will, 4, 5, and 6, you get up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. So your lineups, if you're injury prone, hey, leave in the first half, don't return. Prize Picks will keep your lineup live. Prize Picks puts their members first in all withdrawals. Fast, safe, and secure. When your picks hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. You can now win up to that 100 times on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Download the app today. Use code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game!
I like mixing it up a little bit.
Breaking news from the National Football League. Your NFC Defensive Player of the Week is Edgerrin Cooper, the rookie linebacker.
Steinhoffler.
All-time Steinhoffler.
Boy, how crazy would I looked if I would have fought 565 analytics on that one? That's why I didn't, because it was fair. And it was well done by our...
Not only that, but you took Jesse's pick, and then by serendipity, he won with the replacement selection. All right, I want to get to this...
What do you mean I took Jesse's pick? I didn't take Jesse's pick.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't want to debate this. It's in the past. You got to put the past behind
still
you.
Still so impressive what Coop did. And I know everybody is excited about that Strack. I was more excited about the way he sprinted down, old boy, the seam route, and then was able to actually break it up without interfering.
And broke the guy's collarbone.
Oh, that was a big boy. He's a big, strong son of a gun now. I can run.
Yeah.
He's a player.
He also had a really nice stop on 3rd and 1. Unfortunately, they converted the 4th down.
He's
play.
A player.
He is. Okay. He is. He also makes mistakes, but
he's
it's you're willing to live with those.
Coop.
All right. Is.
Player.
It's been a day. Is Jordan Love injury prone? I said no. Do you agree with the person who asked me that or told me that more accurately?
Homer?
He's injury prone.
Homer?
No, I'm not going to disclose this person because I think they're wrong and I don't want to embarrass them. We'll talk about it to kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.